We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph by the Mishnah.
Yud Aleph.
Yeah. The Mishnah says, yeah, Mosgu They suppose they poured a cup of wine for somebody. Omar, and he says, Harini Nozir Mimenu. No, I'm a Nozir from this cup. Harini's a Nozir. Well, then he's a Nozir. Meaning a full-fledged Nozir. Even the Rosh points out, you know, we had the Machloikas earlier, and we're going to have further down on this Amud as well about Reb Shimon, who said that if you don't say you're a Nozir, if you mention only one specific thing, you said, for example, you're a Nozir only from grape seeds, then you're not a Nozir because you can't be, there's no such thing as being a partial Nozir. Over here, he would agree, though, because you didn't actually mention the word wine. You just said this. You just said, I'm a Nozir from it. Which implies, in other words, you know, the same way as at the beginning of the Sefer, somebody says, I'm a Nozir in the sense, Harini Misalsal, I'm going to grow my hair long, and it automatically includes everything, even according to Reb Shimon, same thing over here. If he said Harini Nozir only from Yayin, that would be one thing. But here, we actually... on the face of it, it means... But nevertheless, we're saying he's a Nozir because he didn't actually say that he didn't actually say specifically that I'm a Nozir only from wine, in which case he'd have Machloikas of Reb Shimon and the Chacham. He said, I'm a Nozir from it.
And if the gut contains the earth?
Well, we're not talking about that. That would be the machlokas of the Shama B'Tilvel about Harini Nozir Min HaGregus. Hey, Ma'aseh B'Isha Achas, it happened with a certain woman. She was drunk. And they poured her another cup to drink. And she said, Harini Nozir Mimenu. I'm a Nozir from this cup. So now, based on what we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, you would think that means she's a Nozir. No, in this case, Amr Chachamim, Lo Niskav Nozir El Eloi Mahare Olai Korban. No, in this case, she only meant to say that this cup is also to me as if it was a korban, meaning just a neder, not nazirus.
She was drunk.
One second. Well, we're not talking about shikurus or shalot. We're not talking about she's so drunk that she doesn't know what she's doing. Because then, of course, there's no question anything a person does in such a state is not considered to have any validity in halacha. Here we're talking about she was buzzed, you know. Shikur doesn't mean completely drunk. Shikur just means, doesn't mean like falling down drunk. Because, you know, she was buzzed. She's like, No, that's not the reason. The Gemara says, Maisa Lister. So what is it? The Mishnah bringing a case to contradict? Usually when the Mishnah brings an actual case history, it's to support the halacha we learned. The answer is, first the Gemara spells out the question, Amr, Dresha Harei is a Nazir. First you're saying that a person says, I'm a Nazir from this cup of wine, is a Nazir. Which would imply, in that case, she's only also from this one cup, but she would be mutter in other wines. In other words, she's not a Nazir. And so it's Chsuri Master, the Mishnah is missing words, V'hachi Katani, it means like this. However, if he's already drunk, now the issue is not because he's drunk and therefore he can't be held responsible for what he's saying. That's not what we're saying. Because when a person is shikharus and shaloit, when they're so drunk they don't know what's going on around them, of course they're not responsible. And of course any declaration they make in a situation like that has no validity. But we're talking about over here, they're not at that level of drunkenness yet. They're too drunk to drive, but they're not too drunk to know what's going on around them. The reason is, though, because what happens, it's very common when a person is drunk, this is how Tarsus explains it, it's very common when a person is drunk, people try to egg him on, come on, have another shot, have another drink. So therefore, in a case like that, it's more logical that the im shikru, so therefore, if he's drunk, my time, what's the logic? We reinterpret what he said, to say that I'm just making a neder from it. Why? Because in those circumstances, it can be assumed, since that's the kind of situation where people are likely to be egging him on, here, have another drink, then when he says, Harini Nozir Menu, we can understand that he doesn't mean to become a full-fledged Nozir. He just means, lay off me, stop bothering me. If I just say I'm making a neder from this cup, you're going to say, fine, not this cup, I have another cup. So fine, I'll just say Harini Nozir Menu, and that way you'll leave me alone. But not that I really intend to become a Nozir.
What should be this up?
No, he doesn't bring a carbon. No, Harei Olai Carbon doesn't mean I have to bring a carbon. It means this cup of wine is also to me as if it was a carbon. Meaning, it's a plain old neder, in other words.
And he's not a Nozir.
So that's the Gemara itself spells it out. So the cup is also, but not any other cup. So you might say, let him just say that straight out. Let him just say, fine, I'm making a neder, not drinking this cup of wine. The reason is, sober, because he's going to figure, fine, but they're just going to say, not this cup, but another cup, they'll bring me another cup instead, and they'll keep on bugging me. So let me just tell them flat out, I'm a Nozir from it, leave me alone, the bug off, and then, but we know that that's not what he didn't really mean to be a Nozir, he just meant to get them off his back. Well, we see this case with this one woman who was shikur, etc. So that's the difference. If he's not shikur and somebody just puts a cup of wine in front of him, they're not bothering him, egging him on, then if he says how many nazir menu, then he's a real nazir. But if it's a situation where he knows they're going to keep on bugging me again and again, if I don't just get rid of them, then he's not. Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Amnas She'esh. Yeah. And again, you know, here in Nazir, we're mainly learning according to Tosfos and the Rosh, not so much according to Rashi, because what we have printed here is Rashi is not necessarily from Rashi, and there's inaccuracies in it, etc. Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Amnas She'esh shows the Yain and Metamel Amesim. If somebody says, I will be a Nazir, but on condition that I'll be able to still drink wine, or that I'll be able to become Tomei Mes, no good. Harry is a Nazir, then he's still a Nazir, but also a Kulan. And in fact, he's also in all of them. Yeah, because we're going to talk about in the Gemara. Why? One basic reason is because you can't make a Tanai against something the Torah says. The Torah says a Nazir is also in these three things. You don't have the ability to make a Tanai against that.
We say Shabbat.
People live in Shabbat, fine. But here he's saying, Harry is a Nazir. The fact that he's trying to put conditions on it, that doesn't help him. And now, second case, Yadayani Shiesh Nazirus. What if the person says, yes, I know there's such a thing as Nazirus, Abel Eini Yadayash Anazir Osir B'Yayin, but I did not know that a Nazir is Osir in wine. The meaning, in other words, he says, so in the first case, it was he was saying, I know Nazirus consists of all these three things, but I want to create my own kind of personal Nazirus that doesn't include them. The second kind is he's saying, I b'chal didn't know that Nazirus involves an Isir of wine. So when I took on Nazirus, I didn't know to include that. Harei is also, nevertheless, he's also in wine, but Reb Shimon Nazir. And Reb Shimon says he's Mutter for the same reason that we had before, that Reb Shimon says he's not a Nazir, in other words, because we learned before, you can't have such a thing as a partial Nazir. According to the Chachamim, if you take on any of the restrictions of a Nazir, then you chayiv in all of them. And Reb Shimon says if you don't take on all of them, then you're not chayiv in any of them. We learned last week from the different structure that Reb Shimon and the Chachamim darshan. It means there is another. Yeah, it means he's also in wine, as along with all the other. Yeah, for sure he's also in the other restrictions of Nazirus. No. Well, Harei's also, because if we just said Harei's in Nazir, you would think, okay, maybe he's a Nazir and he is Mutter in wine, but,
he didn't know what's a Nazir and was still considering a Nazir.
Because he still said Harei Nazir.
But he didn't know what that meant.
He didn't know everything that it entailed, but still, he took on himself Nazir. It's fine. If he wants to use that as a Pesach to be Master, okay, that would probably be a valid Pesach, but as long as he doesn't do that, then, yeah.
Well, there's no showing here.
But no, because there is, because Piv Liba Shavin just means that Piv said, I will be a Nazir. Liboy was, I'm going to be a Nazir. He didn't know everything that being a Nazir entailed.
He didn't really have a
Kavanah. But he did. He had a Kavanah to be a Nazir. He just didn't know what he didn't know ever what was it.
For him, it was being a Nazir, but really it's not a Nazir.
He thought that there was something called, yeah. Okay. Case number three. Yedea Anisha Nazir Osir B'Yayin. What if he says, fine, I know that a Nazir is Taka Osir in wine. Avo Sovr Hayisi, but I'm making this neder of Nazirus, and when I made this neder, I thought, Shachachamim Matirin Li, that the Chachamim would give me a heter to drink wine, not to be master the whole neder, we're not even talking about that. I thought the Chachamim would give me an exception to the rule and allow me to drink wine, because I can't live without wine. Or another example, he says, for example, I thought the Chachamim would give me a dispensation and allow me to become Tomei Mes, because my job is I'm an undertaker, my job is burying dead people. So then, Harezim Mutter, Reb Shimon Oiser. So here it's the other way around. The Chachamim say he's Mutter. Reb Shimon says he's not a Nazir. Reb Shimon is the one who asked this, which the Gemara is going to ask later on. That seems to be backwards from what they said before, yeah. I mean, Rashi just summarizes it. I mean, we'll learn in the Gemara, but Rashi summarizes it that when he says it like that, then it means, according to the Chachamim, it means he never accepted on himself Nazirus properly. But we'll talk about in the Gemara what exactly happened over here.
Yeah, because like the other case,
yeah.
He made conditions.
Right. Okay. So the first question is the Gemara asks. So we have three cases in the Mishnah. Again, you have case number one where he tries to make conditions. He says, I know that Nazirus consists of three things, but I want to opt out of some of them. The second one is he says, I didn't know Nazirus consists of some of them. And the third one is, again, I know that all three of them exist, but I thought the Chachamim would give me a dispensation based on my personal situation. So the question now, in the second and third cases, we have Reb Shimon and the Chachamim arguing. And the second case seems to fit very nicely with Reb Shimon and the Chachamim's argument from before. The third case not, and we'll get to that later. But the first case, we don't see Reb Shimon arguing at all. He seems to agree that if the person is making this tonight, it doesn't help. The listening language of Shimon Berdesha. Why doesn't Reb Shimon argue in the first case also? Same way as he said before that if a person were to say only Harini Nazim and Ayayim and nothing, he's not a Nazir at all, because he can't take on half Nazirus. Same thing over here. He should say, if he became a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, he should be able to drink wine, shouldn't be Nazirus. Yeah. I'm Reb Shimon Levi. You're right, Reb Shimon Levi says, Reb Shimon Berdesha. You're right. Reb Shimon Taka argues on the first case also. When the second case continues, Hareza also Reb Shimon Matir, it means it's referring to both of those cases. In the first and second case, both of them, the Chachamim would say he's a full-fledged Nazir, and Reb Shimon would say he's not. Ravina Amar, no. Bereisha like Polik Reb Shimon. As a matter of fact, Ravina says, no, you don't have to say that way. You could say that in the first case, Reb Shimon Taka does not argue. My timer, why? Mishim Dehavna, like Masna, Mashakasa Batura, because the first case is different. You're making a Tnai against something that it says in the Torah. The Torah says that a Nazir is also in all these three things. You're trying to make a condition against that. If you make a Tanai against something it says in the Torah, then it's not a Tanai. We learned in Ksubas, for example, that a man is Makadish, a woman, I'll manas that I'm not responsible for Sheikh Ksusu Oina, then it's Batal because Masna Mashakas Batar actually had an opinion there that you can make a Tanai on sharing Ksusu because those are monetary things, but not on Oina. Whatever it is, if you make a condition against something that the Torah says, unless it's a Dovrish or Mummer, then the Tanai is nothing.
So what about the third case?
Wait, we'll get to that. We'll get to that later. Wait. Tosfos, by the way, asks a question, which then a lot of Rishonim and Achronim have a field day with this whole discussion of Tosfos is. Tosfos asks, you know, there's a general rule, we learned about this in Ksubas, that the concept of being able to designate somebody as a shliach to do something and the concept of being able to make a tnai for something are intertwined. Because where do we learn the whole concept of tnai? We learn it from the story of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. In that case, Moshe was able to appoint Yeshua as a shliach to carry out the actual giving of the land to B'nai Reuven and Gad. And therefore, there can be a tnai involved. Nazirus, you can't actually have to do your Nazirus for you. So obviously you can't make a Tanai on it. Forget about whether it's a Masna, Masha, Kosovo, Tarda.
Anything
that you can't designate a Shliach, you can't make a Tanai. Tosfos answers the question by saying that in a way you could make a Shliach for Nazirus. Namely, as we learned before, and as we're going to learn further on Amud Beis and later on, you can have somebody else bring your Kobanis on your behalf. Therefore, that's considered to a certain extent, there's a certain shlichus involved in Nazirus.
Not the small thing,
but still, it's considered there's enough of a shlichus, and therefore, yes, a tnai could help with it, were it not for the fact that it's matna mashakas of Atarga. Rabbi Akiva Eger then in Gilead Ashas has a problem with that, and there's a lot of discussion, a lot of ink has been spilled on these couple of lines of Tosfos. About this whole idea, how is that considered a shlichus if you're just having the person bring the korbanos on your behalf? Yeah. Okay.
Adam Kamus, so you have to be able to do everything that.
The Nazir comes up with this. He can make a shlichus.
If I say I'm a Nazir, no, forget about bringing the korban. That we're saying you can have. If I promise to become a Nazir and I can't afford the Korbanos, then you can donate the Korbanos on my behalf. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's making it clear. But the point is, if I say I'm going to be a Nazir, I can't say, you know what, I'm too sick, I have to drink wine, therefore I'll appoint you a Shliach to be a Nazir instead of me. It doesn't work that way.
He's
going to still have to go to the business. No, he can make a Shliach to have somebody donate the Korbanos on his behalf, but he has to still be there to cut his... Actually, okay, the cutting his hair doesn't necessarily have to be done on the Mishnah, but okay, we'll get to that later in the chapter, whatever.
The idea that Shukas and making a Tanai, I think, that's accepted.
So, Rabbi Shurban Levi, so what would Rabbi Shurban Levi answer to that? You're right, it's a Masna Masha Kazma Torah. Why does he think to say that Reb Shimon would argue on that? The reason is, Amalach, he will answer you, hi, I'm a Nath, Chutz Dami. But you know what, this Almanas, this kind of condition, is sort of, it's basically the equivalent of saying except for. It's not really making a condition, per se. It's the equivalent of him saying, I will be a Nazir from wine and from wine and from tumor, but not from cutting my hair or whatever. But it's different. A condition is, for example, I'm makadosh you, I'm nas that I don't have to do a side thing, that I don't have to share so you know, for example. This is not a condition so much as I'm saying out of the three things that I as a nozer would be obligated in, I'm exempting myself from one of them. That's not really a condition so much as saying chutz. And so that would be the same kind of thing as Rav Shimon said before. That if a person were to say, for example, I'm a nozer only from wine, only from wine, for example, then nothing happens. Because he'd have to say everything or just say straight out, I'm a nozer.
Why is chutz not masna?
Because masna is when you're saying, I'm going to do X, and I'm going to do X on condition that I don't have to do Y, or on condition that I have to do Y, whatever. Here he's saying I'm obligating myself in X and Y, but not Z.
And that applies immediately. There's no condition.
Right. There's no condition that if the
chutz
m'sheikhsus v'ayna, for example, that means no. Well, chutz v'ayna is not actually.
Why not?
But that's the thing, because that's a t'nai. When he says I'm a nasra in lachalai shevkzus v'ayna. And there, what happens is the kedushin we're saying takes effect, and the t'nai does not take effect.
In this case over here,
so that's the thing. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, this person is not saying I'm a nasra. He's not saying I'm a nazir, and a condition of that is that I'll be able to do certain things. Lachatchilu, when I'm taking on this nazirus, I'm excluding some part of it. It would be sort of the equivalent of, as far as, no. So, the equivalent of it with Kedushin, let's say, might be to say, I'm Makadosh you, and therefore you also, to everybody else, chutz from some other person, which is, that's the Chalam HaKedushin. So over here, Rav Shimon would argue in the same way then, that when you're saying chutz, it's not a t'nai, it's not a side thing. It's an integral, you're taking away an integral part of the declaration of Nazirus.
As opposed to Al-Manas,
where you're saying that the Nazirus is a Nazirus, but it's on condition something else.
But it's not chal, still this condition is
just... Yeah. Tanya Kabbasei Ravina, we learn a Braisa like Ravina's version, that it's a matter of Masna Amasha Kasavaterna, because the Braisa says, Ha'imah Ha'ini Nazar Amnasha E'e Shaisi Yaina Mekamla Meitim, Ha'i the Nazar Vasa Vakulam, and the Braisa spells out, Mipnei Shur Masna Amasha Kasavaterna, Vakulam Masna Amasha Kasavaterna, Tanoi Basel. Finished. So not like Rabbi Shurban Levi's understanding. It's not really a contradiction. No, Rabbi Shurban Levi is sort of still a Tanya. You can argue with the Braisa, but okay, whatever. We have a Braisa at least that supports Ravina's version. Then we said the last case of the Mishnah was that he said, yes, I know when I'm taking on the Nazirus, that Nazirus includes three things, one of which is wine, but I thought the Chachamim would give me a dispensation because I can't live without wine, etc. And we said that in that case, the Chachamim say he's Mutter, and Rav Shimon is the one who says he's Osir. What do you mean? I'm a Jewish also Rav Shimon Osir. In the second case, you said, and I want to Rav Shimon Levi also in the first case, you say Rav Shimon is Mako on him and saying that he's not an Osir. Why in this third case is it the other way around? Yeah. Okay. The answer is, Eimanami, fine, let's change the wording of the Mishnah also. Harei, the also Rav Shimon Master. Flip it around. Chachamim say he's also, Rav Shimon say he's Mutter. The e-boy-sema, or another possibility, you don't need that, la'olam le'tefuch, taka, don't turn it around. There's a logical reason for the difference between the previous two cases in this one. Hosam, in those two cases, hosam reisha, in that case, in the reisha, is when the nazir mechada. The case is that he only declared nazirus from one or two of the things. In the first case of the Mishnah, he lechatchila said, I'm going to be a nazir only from tumma and haircuts, for example, but not from wine. In the second case, he's saying, I didn't know that it involves being also from wine. So therefore, the Rabbanan, da'amri da'kilu le'nazir ma'achas man ha'min nazir v'osir. So according to the Rabbanan who said at the beginning of the Masechta that if he only declares nazirus from one of the three items, he's still a nazir from all of them, and he's also in all of them, so then it fits. Rav Shimon, da'amar ha'chiyazim ikola mutter, where's according to Rav Shimon, who says that you have to say all of them, or that you don't say any of them, that you just say generically ha'rei nazir, then he would say in those cases that he's mutter, fine. No, that's what we just said before. According to Ravina, right, we said that in the first case is Masna Masha Kazmatarda, and therefore even Rav Shimon would agree that's no good. But in the second case of the Mishnah, in the second case where he says, I didn't know that Nazirus involves wine, so fine, what does it amount to? According to the Chachamim, it amounts to that he said, I'll be a Nazir from haircuts and tumah. And according to the Chachamim, that makes him a complete Nazir. And according to the Mishnah, it makes him not a nazir because you have to accept all the things. Sefer, but the last case of the Mishnah is a different kind of situation. The last case of the Mishnah is just the opposite. The nader mikulu, the chachila, when he made the neder, he included all of them. The itchil mechoda, and now he went and was master neder on one of them. So what happened? So in other words, when we said in the Mishnah that he says that I forced the chachamim to be master for me because I can't live without wine, etc., what he meant is that he actually went to be master neder on the wine because he figured he went to the chachamim and said, you know, I made a neder that I'm not going to be able to drink wine. Well, I made the zirus, whatever, I'm not going to be able to drink wine, but I can't live without wine, so please be master neder. And they go and I'm master neder. So now he's left with the other two parts. So now it's the other way around. So the Rabbanon who say that when you take on the Zirus, it has to be, even if you only take on one of them, then it means you took on all. Well, then the opposite is also true. If you take away one of them, then you take away all of them. It's sort of like, the Rosh discusses over here, we talk about in Nedarim, the concept of Neder Shehutu Mekutah Shehutu Kulo, that if you cancel part of a Neder, then the whole thing is canceled. This isn't really the same kind of thing. But the Chachamim are saying, given that one item is enough to get you into Nezirus, well, then being master, one item is enough to get you out of Nezirus. Once you master one of them, then you're out of all of them. That's the thing, because since taking on one of them, because just like saying Harini Nozim and Ayayin is enough to get you into all three of them,
right.
The same way, being master from wine is enough to be master all of them. The same logic applies in reverse. Whereas according to the Shimon, who says that you're only a nazir if you look at chila, you accept all of them. So even if he's master the one, add the mitchel mikulam, it doesn't help until he's master all of them. And that's why Rav Shimon would say he's usher, meaning even in the one that he was already master neder on, because it doesn't matter, that one still gets schlepped back in with the other two. The other two he wasn't master. And because he didn't have any Pesach for those, and he has to be master all of them in order to be out of the Nezirus. Otherwise, no good. That's why we're saying that Reb Shimon says he's also. The Rosh discusses the possibilities over here. By the way, are we talking about the Lachtchila before he made the neder of Nezirus? Was it that he wasn't able to live without wine, for example, or is it maybe even that when he made the neder, then fine, he was a healthy person, he was able to live without wine. Afterwards, things changed, and he found that he needs wine. The Rosh discusses the pros and cons of those possibilities. The Iboi Sema, or another possibility we could say, so far we have two possibilities about the explanation of the last part of the mission. Either we flip around the opinions, or we say that the Chachamim say the same way as you get into Nezirus, you get out of it. You can get in with one, therefore you can get out. The first way we were saying it was we flipped around the opinion in the Mishnah. Yes. The second way is we said we don't have to flip it around, that Adar Abba the Chachamim are going according to their Svara, the same way as they say that you can get into Nezirus with one out of the three, the same way you can get out of Nezirus with one of the three. And Reb Shimon is also being consistent then. Same thing.
All you get out.
That you need all to get in, therefore you need all to get out. The Iboi Sema, or answer number three, Benidra Oinsin from Mifri, they could be arguing about the case of a neder that comes from Oinsin. Would be close to the Shmuel and Rabasi. Namely, they would be having the same machlokas as Shmuel and Rabasi. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Nedarim, Arba Nedarim Hitru Chachamim. There's four kinds of Nedarim. We said there that the Chachamim were matir. Nidre Zeruzin, Nedarim that you make in order to talk the other person into agreeing with you. Like we have the case over there where you're buying something and you're bargaining back and forth. I swear I won't buy it for less, I swear I won't buy it for more than three zuz. I swear I won't sell it for less than four. And eventually you meet somewhere in the middle. That's Nidre Zeruzin. Nidre Havai, and the Nedarim that you make of exaggeration, like this fruit will be offered to me if I didn't see a crowd the size of Yotze Mitzrayim, we learned over there, which is an exaggeration. Nidre Shgogos, the Nedarim of Shgogo, where we said over there, for example, a person says, if I ate today, then this food will be offered to me, and at the time he made that Nedar, he forgot he had already eaten, and now later on he remembers. and Nidre Oinsin, and the Dorim of Oinus, we said over there that, for example, the other guy is trying to invite you to come over, and you made a neder. I'll be also anoach from you, or you'll be also anoach from me, whatever. You don't come on such and such a day, and then an onus happened, the river flooded, or whatever, or there was a family tragedy, or whatever, and he wasn't able to come.
Nidre Zeruzin
is when you're doing it as part of a bargaining. So we said over there, you say, for example, that this fruit will be offered to me if I buy this thing for any more than two zuzim. And the other guy says, this fruit will be offered to me if I sell it for any less than four. And then you end up meeting in the middle of three. Okay. Now, so what happens with those four kinds of nedarim? So we learned there, the Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabasi. So Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabasi, as a matter of fact, even though we're saying Abar Nedarim Kitiru Chachamim, doesn't mean it's automatically mutter. Abar Nedarim Allah, the Tzrichim Sheva Lachachamim. Even these four kinds of nedarim, you need to be matir neder in order to be allowed to be over on them. So yes, you made the nidre zeruzin, for example. You said this fruit will be also to me if I buy this object for any more than two zuzim, if I pay any more than two zuzim for it. You wound up buying it for three. Fine. You have a valid pesach now to go to the chacham and say, you know, I didn't really mean that as a serious neder, be matir for me. But you can't just violate it on your own and say, well, I didn't mean it as a serious neder. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, Ki Amrita Kameh de Shmuel, when I told over this vart of Rav Asi de Shmuel, Amali says, what are you talking about? Tana Katani Yitziru Chachamim, the Tana Katani Yitziru Chachamim, the Tana teaches in the mission the words Yitziru Chachamim, the Chachamim will master it outright. You're telling me you need to be matir neder? That's not Yitziru Chachamim. Yitziru Chachamim implies that's mutter, the Chachamim said these kinds of nedarim are mutter b'chatzila. In other words, Shmuel says, you don't need Atzaras Nedarim for it. Automatically, it's considered null and void. Okay, we learned over there in the Gemara, it's still not a good thing to make such a Nedarim. But you can't say that you need Shelas Kacham for it. So therefore, Rabbanan Sabri Kishmuel, Rab Shimon Kirabasi. So therefore, in our case over here, when we have, in our mission over here, when the guy says that I made a Neder of Nezirus, but I didn't know that I'm not going to be able to manage without wine. So the Chachamim are taking the view of Shmuel. The same way there as Nidre Oinsin over there are automatically bottled. You don't need Shelas Chacham. Same way over here as Nizirus is automatically bottled. It's considered like Oinsin. It's a case of Oinsin, yeah.
Why? Because he didn't know?
Because so that's the thing. That's the pros and cons over here. So Tosus mentions also that Tosus points out the difference is that in that case of Nidre Oinsin is at the time the Neder was made, there was no Oinsin. You fully intended to go take the guy's invitation. But afterwards, the river flooded or what happened. Here, on the face of it, if you're talking about the guy couldn't drink wine like a filler, then that's a different kind of onus. He knew at the time he made the neder. Yes. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam says that no, actually, we're talking in our Mishnah also, that at the time of the neder, he was healthy. Afterwards, he became sick, and now he needs wine, and now he needs wine. Okay, so then, the point is, therefore, the Chachamim are saying that he's mutter. Why? Because they hold like Shmuel. If it's a neder that it turns out you can't keep it because of an onus, then it's automatically bottled. You don't need Shelas Chacham. But Rav Shimon, Kravasi, where is Rav Shimon in our Mishnah? Who says Osir holds a Kravasi. Not Osir in the sense that you'll never be able to get out of it, but in the sense you're going to have to go to a Chacham and be mutter neder. Yeah.
Chachamim without Shiva.
The Chachamim would say you don't even need to, yeah. So therefore, according to that last explanation, it comes out, this machloikas of Rav Shimon and the Chachamim at the end of our Mishnah has nothing to do with their previous machloikas. The second case of our Mishnah is a continuation of their previous machloikas. The third one would be a whole new issue. Yeah. Mishnah says, what if somebody says, Hareni Nazir v'ola l'galayach Nazir? If somebody says, I promise to become a Nazir, and I'm taking on myself an obligation that I will bring korbanos on behalf of another nazir. Legaleach means we learned before. Legaleach means literally means to shave, but it means the whole ceremony, the whole process of becoming ois nazir, which involves bringing the korbanos. So legaleach means to bring somebody's korbanos on his behalf.
And to shave.
Well, no. So that's the thing. So that he's saying, I myself will be a nazir. In addition, I'm taking on myself voluntarily that I will find another nazir who can't afford his korbanos and bring them on his behalf.
So you have to pay the barber?
No. So that's the galeach. That's the thing. The galeach doesn't mean to pay for the haircut. It means to pay for the korbanos. The shama chaver, right? Then his friend hears the omar and he says, you know what? Va'ani, va'ol al galeach nazir. Yes. I also promise to take on to bring korbanos to a nazir. So now you have them. So you have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben is a nazir and has promised to bring korbanos for himself as well as for somebody else. Shimon has done the same thing. So does Reuben have to find Levi and Shimon have to find Yehuda? Not necessarily. If they were smart, they can bring the korbanos on behalf of each other. Reuben can bring the korbanos for Shimon. Shimon can bring them for Reuben, and they're both yosef. What they said. If they're not so smart, megalchem nazirim acherim, then they have to tack and find other nazirim to bring korbanos on behalf of. It's an interesting thing that's brought in one of the achronim in Shilas Atrovas, a case where two people each promised to give tzedakah, and then they both became poor. So he says, based on our Mishnah, you can have each of them can lend money to the other one as tzedakah, and then that way they can both be used to the nether. Yeah. When we say that his friend heard what he said and said va'ani, mahu. So what does that va'ani refer to? Now remember, Reuben had said two things. He said, I'm going to be a nazir, and I'm going to be megaleach somebody else.
Ibailu,
the yeshivalite had a question. The chachamim, the amoraim, had a question.
What's the question?
When we say in the Mishnah that his friend heard and said va'ani, mahu, what does that va'ani mean? Va'ani akula dibura mashma. Does the va'ani refer to the whole statement? So if the friend just says va'ani without saying va'ola legaleach nazir, does that mean he's taken on both halves of what Reuben said, so now he's obligated to become a nazir and to bring korbanos for somebody else? Or maybe it's only referring to half of what he said. And imtim salayma apaga dibura mashma, and if you're going to say the va'ani only refers to half of what Reuben said, which part is it referred to? If he says, like in the Mishnah, va'ani va'ol el galayach, fine, there's no question he's taken on both. But if he says only va'ani, is it that he took on both things also? Is it he only took on to be a nazir, or is it he only took on to bring somebody else's korbanos? Toshma. We say in the Mishnah, if he says va'ani va'ol el galayach nazir, we said him hoyu pishkin megalchin zezeh. We said if they're smart, they bring the korbanos for each other. So, since the Mishnah had used the expression "medikama va'ani va'olai," since the Mishnah said that the second person said "and I," and it's obligated on me, shmamino va'ani apagud debura. So that means va'ani must refer only to half of it. Otherwise, what does he need to continue with va'olai? If va'ani meant that I'm taking on the same exact pair of obligations that you did, he didn't have to add the va'olai. Yeah. Anywhere it says not necessarily amri, they say ain apagud debura mashma. Fine, you could say. You could say that, fine, let's say based on that, that the va'ani taka refers to only half of the statement. Miu ha'reisha ya seifa. Miu ha'reisha ya seifa. Now, fine, but does it refer to the first part of the statement or to the second? If he just says va'ani, does it mean I promise to be a nazir just like you, or does it mean I promise to bring somebody's korbanos just like you? The Gemara says, well, mijikama va'ola legaleach, fine, well, let's see, since the Mishnah continues that he said, not only that he had to say, besides va'ani, that he had to add the words va'ola legaleach, shmamina va'ani atzilas dibura mashma, that means if he only said va'ani, it would mean only, I promise to be a nazir. But otherwise, what do you have to say? Otherwise, va'ola legaleach, hafi nazir, it's exactly the same thing as va'ani. There's no reason to repeat it. However, Amalei Rav Huna Breda Vishol Rava, why? Mimai Dehachi, who says that that's so? La'olam emalach va'ani akulim dibura. Maybe let's argue that just va'ani by itself means that he's taking on both obligations, both halves of the statement. You're going to say, v'i mishum va'olai, you're going to argue that va'olai implies that va'ani refers to the first part, because otherwise what's he saying by va'olai? No, my karma, what is he saying? Va'olai, Baha'u Milsa. He's clarifying what he's saying. He's clarifying. He started by saying Vani. It's a very common thing that a person says something and then he explains himself. So he says Vani. What did I mean by Vani? I meant that not only I'm going to be a nazir, but also I'm going to bring somebody's korbanos. So maybe, in other words, Vani all by itself would mean both. Why is he saying Va'olai? Just to clarify what he meant. He can't prove that va'ani means only the first part.
And va'olai,
so va'olai necessarily only means the second part. But va'ani all by itself might mean both. The ilo temahachi, and in fact,
well,
no, va'olai means va'olai v'galech, va'olai v'galech, nothing. No, 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 because v'olai means he's saying, v'olai v'galeach, v'olai v'galeach nozir. Necessarily, that only means bring the korbanos.
Right,
because once he, that's the thing, once he says v'ani, once he says v'ani, let's say that it means everything.
Right.
And by the way, when I say v'ani, I want to clarify that I mean not only that I'm a nozir, but also I'm clarifying that my original v'ani also meant that I'm bringing somebody's korbanos.
That's the second part.
And, but it would mean that v'ani by itself all means the first part.
Right.
It means all of it. De'ilai kemahachi. And in fact, think of it, Rav Huna Brid, Rav Shua says, if you're not going to say like that, Jekotani say, so what about the next part of the Mishnah, which we'll learn tomorrow on your Beis and Beis? If he says, Hare'el ala galech chatsi nazir, what if the first person says, I promise to bring half the korbanos of a nazir? And the other one says that I promise to bring half the korbanos of another, and they would doesn't say v'ani, they would just say v'olah. So mi ikatarkin mili. There's no two statements to say. There's one. All he's saying is v'olah legalech. The second person uses the expression v'ani olah legalech. Now there's no two statements. There's only the one statement, I'm going to bring half the korbanos. So the v'ani necessarily refers to the entire thing.
Right.
So maybe in our Mishnah also the v'ani refers to the entire thing. Ela pika ama alai b'chil. So no, what he's saying over there, alai, means I want to clarify that my v'ani means that I'm taking on the same obligation as you. Hachanami pika ama alai b'chil. So the same thing over here. The alai can mean to clarify that v'ani meant I'm taking on the whole obligation. To clarify, what I mean is, not only I'm taking on the Naziris, but I'm also taking on the korban, somebody else's korban. Now, how can you tell me that if he only says v'ani and never clarifies it, how can you tell me that he's only obligated himself in Naziris? Amalei Rava, so Rava answers him, Hachi Hashta. How do you think to compare those two? Iyamet b'shleimet reisha, tzricha, seif aloi tzricha. Fine, if you're going to argue that in our Mishnah, v'ani means only the first part, and v'olai means the second part, so then you're going to say that in our Mishnah both phrases are necessary, and in the Sefer it doesn't really have to say v'ani. Fine, you could argue Tony Sefer v'lo tzricha, Mishum Reisha tzricha. Fine, for parallelism, since our Mishnah used the word v'ani, the next Mishnah also uses the word v'ani, even though there it's strictly not necessary. Eli, Amat Reisha, lo tzricha, Sefer lo tzricha, but if you're going to say that in our Mishnah he didn't need to say the words v'olai, and in that Mishnah he also doesn't need to say v'olai, if you're going to argue that the word v'ani in both Mishnayos means the entire obligation, Tony Reisha the Light Zricha, Tony Sefer the Light Zricha. So why would it repeat the same word v'ani twice unnecessarily? You have to say that the v'ani has different meanings in the two Mishnayos. Yes, in our Mishnah it means only the first part, and in the second one, since there's only the one part, it means everything. And fine, it was said as an unnecessary thing. This was parallel.
No, still different.
Still different. Yeah. And so therefore, that's the maskana. And so the maskana is that if the person only says v'ani, then it means he's just taking on himself nazir. Yeah.